Well, it is Friday of the 29th week, the last workday of the 29th week of Ordinary Times. Look forward to the weekend and also the last week of October. So that's coming up too as well. As a matter of fact, I believe Halloween is a week from Sunday. So this coming up is the last full week of October. And we, of course, on Fridays listen to Father Adriano Zandana. But as you know, Father Adriano is coming to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, but he's also on repeats as he studies world communications at the University of East Mexico, but he's long distance learning. So we do this every Friday. Hey, by the way, if this is your first time tuning us in, you'll enjoy the program. And if you've been coming back on a regular basis, which I know many of you have been, I'm really happy you're here, as I'm happy everyone's here. And I'd like you to consider sharing what you hear here and letting other people know that we have this program. You can share the URL. You can share the program through podcast. You can let people know, friends, family, your pastor, your parish, let people know that we are here and we bring you some great Catholic teaching. This one is from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil. Listen very carefully, and you'll hear the Brazilian birds in the background. He really did a great job. This is again from, this just aired just before Christmas last year. So we're going to switch over in time and space to a year ago almost, actually about 10 months ago, I'll get that math right, and Father Adriano Zandana from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil.
Hello, Father Bob. Hello, everyone of you. God bless you all. How are you doing today? I'm doing very well, and I'm right here right now with you to continue our discussion about the Ten Commandments. We have a little help from St. Thomas Aquinas, as always. Today we are going to start by looking at the fifth commandment, Thou shalt not kill. We've talked about the divine law, which tells us we must love God and our neighbor, and furthermore, it isn't enough to do good, we must also avoid evil. Remember that life is God's most precious gift to us. So the greatest evil that can be done is to take someone's life. The text of the fifth commandment is simple. Don't kill anyone. This short command tells us quite a bit more. Let's take a look at some misinterpretations that people frequently have about the fifth commandment. First, it's important to remember that the rule applies to people. Human beings, of course. It doesn't prohibit killing animals. St. Thomas Aquinas tells us about the natural order. Plants can be the nourishment for some animals. Those animals may be the nourishment of other animals. And all can serve as the nourishment of people. St. Paul taught that we can eat the food that is sold at the market without having a guilty conscience. An important principle that we need to be aware of is the need for justice in a good Christian life. We need to obey laws that are just, and we should expect others to obey those laws. Matthew chapter 7 begins with a direct discussion of hypocrisy. We need to be very careful to use the same standards that we judge others when we look at our own actions. Matthew gives the classic warning. It's really easy to see the splinter in your neighbor's eye while ignoring the wooden beam stuck in your own eye. Well, remember that the commandments are divided into two basic groups. Three, which tell us about our relationship with God, and seven, which tell us about our relationship with other people, which the Bible refers to as our neighbor, that is, our fellow human beings. Remember that life is a sacred gift from the Almighty. We need to take great care of that incredible gift. It isn't up to us to take it away. But let's talk about an important issue for our times. Everyone knows that too many people are making a terrible decision these days. Many people are deciding to end their own lives. The rate of suicide among young people, for example, is increasing at a distressing rate. Let's be honest, this is never a reasonable decision made in a good conscience. When a person takes this drastic step, they are blinded by their wounds and their desperation. They want their suffering to end. Sometimes people lose hope. We need to find a way to nourish hope in ourselves and in others. We need to use our faith and our relationships to bring new hope to our lives and to nourish hope in other people, in the lives of other people. It sometimes seems like everything is conspiring to remove our hope. And we really need to make a conscious effort to find hope in God by frequently reading His Word, the Bible, in which you can find the wonderful promises He's set out for you, for us. It will nourish your hope and it will make you stronger before the challenges in your way. Sometimes when a person is suffering, they lose sight of this, and we all have to accept our responsibility in trying to help guide the people in our lives who may find themselves lost in the dark without hope. The Gospel of John, chapter 9, verse 5, tell us that Jesus is the light, and it can fall to us to help to use that light to guide others who are lost. Remember that hope is one of the three theological virtues that we discussed some time ago. Faith, hope, and love. All of these virtues are gifts from God and also skills that can be learned and practiced. We gotta use these powerful tools at our disposal to help give direction when we have strayed. While the obvious literal meaning of the fifth commandment prohibits us from killing other people, we can't ignore the other meanings within this important law. Our words can be powerful weapons. St. Thomas lists three specific ways that this is true: provocation, accusation, or detraction. This means that we must not provoke others to violence and must not accuse others without proof, and we must not speak ill of other people. When we speak or tweet or post on Facebook, we are making a decision, and if our words can cause others to become angry and take up violent acts, we are responsible for those acts as well. St. Thomas gives even more caution. When it is possible to act to prevent someone's death, we must act. Allowing other people to suffer a terrible fate through inaction is giving consent to that action. St. Ambrose takes it a step further. If you have food and refuse to feed someone who is starving, you are his murderer. Oh, that is true, that is strong. What's more, drawing someone away from a life of faith by inducing them to commit a sin is akin to killing them. In order to obey the fifth commandment fully, we must not encourage others to sin or stray from a righteous life. Any reflection about the fifth commandment must also include the mortal sin of wrath. We are prohibited from acting out of anger because of the essential need for Christians to live a just life. Remember the old principle in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. You reap what you sow. What is planted in anger will result in anger. Revenge isn't the same as justice. Keep it in mind. Feeling angry because of real injustice is completely normal. Promoting justice is a responsibility of all Christians. Irrational anger, however, blinds us to reason and leads us to sin. I'm going to finish up with the words of St. Thomas Aquinas himself. It is for all this that Christ taught us not only to beware of murder, but also of anger. The good physician removes the external symptoms of malady, and furthermore, he even removes the very root of the illness, so that there will be no relapse. So also, the Lord wishes us to avoid the beginnings of sins, and anger is thus to be avoided because it is the beginning of murder. So, we can see that even in just a few clear words, we can find a lot of deeper knowledge that really applies to our daily lives from this fifth commandment. Well, that is it for today, and I'm gonna pray for you right now. Our amazing Lord, please give us a heart like yours. Make us able to love. Make us able to be patient. Make us able to promote life. Please, Lord, change our mindset. Change our heart. Make us able to internalize the values from the gospel and apply it in our daily lives. We need your help, Lord. Send upon us right now your Holy Spirit. Give us knowledge. Give us deep understanding from this fifth commandment. Please, Lord, send upon us your Holy Spirit. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. See you next Friday. God bless you.
Thank you, Father Adriano. And of course, that's Father Adriano Zandana. I hope you enjoyed the birds in the background. And he always brings us a great message. Well, if what you heard today touched your heart, we encourage you to share this podcast with friends and family and others as well. Our goal is to reach new listeners daily, and we are reaching people all over the country and even all over the world. We get a lot of listeners in Brazil, always have been. So we really hope you'll tune us in, and thank you again for listening, and thank you again for sharing the program. By the way, if you happen to run a business, a Catholic business or a business, something connected to the church, and you'd like to, you know, support the program and let people know that you support the program in this powerful message, let me know. You can contact us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can see, you can do shopping over there. You can contact us through our contact tab. You can check out the blog. You can sign up for our Substack newsletter. You can listen to the archives of the program. You can do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And spread the word. Let people know. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday with my homily for the week. Have a blessed day. In Cristo vivimos.